Hello, friends. This is Paul Scharf, Church Ministries representative with the Friends of Israel Gospel Ministry. I'm going to share a short devotional thought with you again this week. Instead of uploading a regular Sunday sermon, again, pray for me and my busy schedule, and I hope to get back to doing that very soon. I had the opportunity just last Sunday to give a message from the book of James, chapter 1, which we're going through currently, the book of James, Ordered Living in a Mixed-Up World, here on the Sunday Sermon series. Last week I presented the conclusion of James 1, 2 through 12 under the title of Counting It All Joy, Wisdom for the Scattered. And James 1, chapter 12 tells us, "Blessed is the man who endures temptation, for when he has been approved, he will receive the crown of life which the Lord has promised to those who love him." We know that that word approved here in verse 12 is from a form of the same word in the original as the word testing in verse 3. And that to be approved is to pass the test of the trial that's being discussed here in James chapter 1. For a full treatment on that, please refer to my sermon that's already posted here that you can listen to. But I just wanted to encourage you today, whatever trials you're going through, don't waste the opportunity God is giving you to be here in place to earn eternal reward by your approval, your passing of the test that he's giving to you. You can, in fact, earn the crown of life. This reminds us of the book of Revelation and Jesus' words to the church at Smyrna that he gives through John the Apostle, the one who is given to reveal this tremendous message to the seven churches. And in Revelation 2, verse 10, writing to the church at Smyrna, John talks about being faithful unto death, and the Lord God giving you the crown of life. And it's one of only five crowns that the New Testament specifically references. And friends, it can be yours, and it can be mine, if we pass the test that the Lord is putting us through. Well, these are very trying times, days of great testing and trial. But God has a purpose, and I just want to encourage you, dear friends, read the book of James. Read James chapter 1. Read a chapter from James every day, like you'd read a chapter from Proverbs every day. And pray for wisdom, and may the Lord give you that wisdom, and may he give you strength for the trial. The athlete who is aiming for the prize never wants weights removed off the bar, does he? He never wants an easier challenge. He wants to meet the challenge before him, and that's what God is calling you and me to do. May he give you strength, may he give you help, may he give us wisdom, may he bless you today from the book of James. A short devotional thought for you this Saturday evening before the Lord's Day. May God help us to trust and to serve him. Thanks for listening. God bless you.